Benson Community Gardens, and this is written by Bridget Hess. As winter approaches, there is still so much to see and touch and explore down on the community allotment. There are still juicy small tomatoes in the polytunnel and fabulous kale in the beds. There are molehills on the path, without a pink-nosed nearsighted mole in sight, as well as muntjac nibbled spinach. The earthworms have thankfully returned now that the soil is moist again. Strange, out-of-season creatures like the cabbage whites in late October that shredded the purple sprouting broccoli. Early summer flowers such as nigella have also got confused about the seasons, and their seedlings are smothering the area where the wildflower seeds have been sown. Did you know that nigella seeds are hugely nutritious, much more so than chia seeds? Cosmos is blooming in November along with a new burst of calendula flowers. We had a wonderful afternoon of making sea salt body scrubs in the polytunnel with Marta. I'm still enjoying the effects of sensuously scented softness on the skin in my bath. We mixed jojoba oil and essential oils like jasmine, lavender and rosemary. We picked bunches of flowers to take home. It was especially lovely as both the children and adults equally enjoyed the afternoon. We are planning another afternoon in December on making Christmas foraged wreaths, so watch out for the date on the Benson Facebook page, or send me your email and we can include you in our monthly news update. Please come down and see what's going on and enjoy a wander around, pick some herbs or just relax with nature while on a walk. We always welcome anyone who would like to be more actively involved in the space and come to do a little weeding or watering. You can get in touch with us at bensoncommunitygardens@gmail.com.